Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose what it wants. I love church and I have no apologies for loving God and His church. I will spend my time in the house of God. I want to make it clear to everyone who asks me why I love the church so much. I love church 'cause I get to see the brethren. When you are saved, you begin to love the brethren. That is how you know that you have passed from death to life. You love the brethren in a special way. Grow up in the Lord Jesus. Start loving God, loving His church, and loving His people. I love church. I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose. About the way I spend my time, I will spend my time in the house of God. Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. I'll be there in a special way. The Lord your God in the midst of thee is mighty. How I love the sweet fellowship I find in the church. I love church. I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Can choose what it wants. I love church. I have no apologies for loving God and His church. I will spend my time in the house of God. I love church and I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose what it wants. I love church and I have no apologies for loving God and His church. I will spend my time in the house of God. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh,
let me tell you now all that's on my mind. Out of my family, my many friends, you picked me out. You made me love you, Lord. You made me love your word. You made me serve you when I was still so young. No thanks for choosing me. And you turned me inside out and you changed me. Give me brand new heart, only you. The only one who won my heart that way. And I wanna do all I can just to serve you. Surrender my heart just for you. The only one who won my heart that way. Let me tell you now, all that's on my mind. When I think about the day you called for me and said, you must preach for me, you must sing for me. Thanks for calling me, thanks for choosing me. Lord, how can I say thanks? Oh, oh, oh. And you turned me inside out and you changed me. Give me brand new heart, only you. The only one who won my heart that way. And I wanna do all I can just to serve you. Surrender my heart just for you. The only one who won my heart today. Let me tell you now, all that's on my mind. No one ever chose me, no one liked me much. Yet you liked me, Lord. Yet you chose me, Lord. Thanks for choosing me. Thanks for calling me. That's how I will say thanks. Oh, oh, oh. And you turned me inside out and you changed me. Give me brand new heart, only you. The only one who won my heart that way. Dreams, but now I want to serve you, you and only you, only you, only you, only you. Yeah, I'm the one I want to live and die for. I give my heart only to you, and oh, and you. Turn me inside out and you change me. Give me brand new heart, only you. The only one who won my heart that way. And I wanna do all I can just to serve you. Surrender my heart just for you. The only one who won my heart today. You won my heart today. You won my heart today. Only you. The only one who won my heart today. Yeah, yeah. You won my heart today. You won my heart today. Only you. The only one who won my heart, my heart, my heart. You won my heart today. You won my heart today. Only you. The only one who won my heart. that way.
Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the word. Amen. Do you believe that tonight God has a word for you? If you're excited, make your loudest noise as we welcome our daddy, Bishop Doug Ewart Mills.
For your blessing this evening, guide us by your mighty power, Lord. Just ask God to touch your heart quickly. Jesus, thanks for another opportunity. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated for a few minutes. This is just a quick lesson from the Bible. Now, the first thing you must take note is this word, rent. I'm talking about rent-free prosperity. Rent is a payment made periodically by a tenant to a landlord. That's one. Number two, it's a payment or series of payments made by a lessee to an owner in return for the use of something. All right? So God is about to give you rent-free prosperity. Amen. And in rent-free prosperity, you prosper and you have no series of payments to make. And in rent-free prosperity, you have no money that you owe anybody that you have to pay the person. That's what I mean by rent-free prosperity. And I realize that most of all, the main thing that seems to quench the reality of prosperity is the rent that has to be paid. And when I say rent, I don't mean, that's why I'm defining rent. Rent is not only money you pay to the landlord. It also means a series of payments you have to make to somebody for something. All right? So people who live in our modern world are often befuddled and beset with a series of payments. The reason is because the wealth system has cleverly devised a financial system in which you have to come up. They give you something big, far bigger than your age, far bigger than what you qualify for at this stage. And then they tie you in to a long series of payments. And this long series of payments can last your whole life. Now what it is that you have to pay for the favor they've done you. Like they put you in a house or in a car which is way bigger than your size. Way bigger than what you really qualify for at this age and this stage of life. And for the favor that they've done you, right, to give you something, let's say a house or a car or a television, or sometimes even clothes, for the favor they've done you, right, they're going to ask you to pay twice or three times, usually for a house, is three times the cost of the house back to them. But the clever thing is that instead of having to pay three times the price of the house tomorrow, they will spread the three times of the price of the house over many years multiplied by 12 months. So if it is 10 years times 12 months, which is 120 months, or if it is 20 years, it's 240 months. So that means that you have You can come to the front, gentlemen. Feel free. Come. There's no special seat for anybody. 240 payments. So when you have an amount of $240,000, all right, and you spread it over 240 months, okay, that means all you have to pay is $1,000 or 1,000 CD, whatever. And then when you think of the fact that you had to find $240,000, which you don't know anywhere or anybody or any way you will ever have such money in one go, it sounds like a really great blessing. And so they would advertise to you that, oh, this BMW X5 IQT 2017 version or model is only $800. They write only $800, then very small by the side per month. Do you see? So really, to buy this amazing car, which knows when you should brake, when you should accelerate, which comes up, goes down, does so many things. You speak. It does work with the wipe. It switches on its own wiper. It comes on automatically. You don't put on a wiper or anything like that. So many things in the car. It's computerized. Totally computerized. Instead of having to pay, by the way, cars cost as much as houses now. Instead of having to pay 70,000 euros for the car, they write 690. Anytime you see 9, it's a deception. They don't just keep it from the word 7. So 690 euros or 699 euros slash very small per month. Now, what they don't say is that you are now a slave for 240 months. Do you see? Which is 10 years. And that you are paying 3 times as much as you would have paid. They don't say all that. So really what they should actually be advertising is slavery. 10 years slavery. Apply now. Apply today. 10 years slavery. All right? Legal slavery. Come for 10 years. Or we have pay 3 times the price of your house now and get your house, which is 240,000 for 750,000. Buy for 3 times the match. Build one house for the price of 3. They don't say it that way. Build one house for the price of 3. You see, they don't say that. It's just like when they're advertising beer. They say a good life. You know, what is a good life? Let's be serious. What kind of good life are you going to have with drinking beer? Vomiting in the gutter and doing all kinds of things. You know? So, you know, you always have to know that the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. And what does that mean? That men lie. The main characteristic of men is lie. So when God was explaining to Balaam or whoever, he was saying that, look, I am not a man. So you don't find lies. But when he's a man, you find lies. And the reason you find lies is because Satan has infiltrated human behavior so much. He's the father of lies. And actually, people really, human beings really behave like devils. Fighting, killing, double crossing, cheating. You can't only tell, you know, what the person is going to do. That's how, you know, human beings are. So when it comes to the banking systems and the financial world, right, the whole world is laced with deception, you know, and the whole world is laced with deception, basically, right? And deception is something that you must watch out for, right? So when we talk about rent free, how do I know? Because, you know, I was 25 years old when I became a pastor. And I've been a pastor in the same church for more than 25 years. Right? The day they started calling me pastor, I was 25 years old. Up till today. And so I've been with people for many years. And I've watched people try to prosper and try to break out financially. And if you ask me, you know, I can possibly point out to just a couple of people who really have broken through. And basically, such people don't have debts. They don't have bank loans, and they don't have, and they are few, because most people didn't believe this kind of thing. You know, when I preach and so on, so what do you know? What is this? What is that? And all that. You know, so they didn't really believe it. So they grew up going deeper into it. But you see, it's laced with so much deception that it's difficult to see through. And of course, if somebody like me, you know, who comes, and I quote a lot of scriptures, and I base all my things on the word of God, and I don't have these economic words and big sounding message topics. You know, like we had a camp. The topic was prayers of Jesus, or everything by prayer. And it doesn't sound very economic. It doesn't sound very scientific. It doesn't sound whatever. But you should take note that in terms of education, I'm more educated than many people who say they are educated. Far more educated. Far. You know, far, by far. You know, the education started long ago. And it's deep. It's not just something I didn't buy. You know, when we wanted to become reverends, that's when we found out that they were selling the reverend certificate. I didn't know you can buy a certificate. They were selling it. You send $100, send $50, and $10 even, you could become a reverend minister. Yes. And PhDs, doctor, to be called doctor, they'll send you a certificate. So when I say that my doctor is not something I bought, that's what I mean. Because we found out that you could just buy it. Yes. You just send, and even sometimes you don't send the money and they send you the certificate. Yes. All right? So the thing too is that, you know, you must learn to listen to people who have the evidence of what they are saying. I think during the camp I spoke about that. What was that? Believe me for the work's sake. John 7. Jesus said, you know, if you don't believe me for the work's sake. Yes. This carpet we are walking on, even though you don't believe me, believe the works. This carpet we are walking on, you may laugh at it. You may say it's dirty. You may say it's blue. You may say it's whatever. But we don't owe anybody. As I walk, each step is a free step. Free step. Free step. Free step. It's a sure carpet. It's a rent-free carpet. You get it? So, I believe that the younger generation, and also not only the younger generation, but my long-awaited promotion generation, are going to start believing in rent-free prosperity and prosper now. And your prosperity starts now. Amen. Amen. If you believe it, in the next few years, we are going to have a lot of millionaires who are rent-free millionaires. Like a millionaire who doesn't have any rent to pay. People will drop car keys in the offering. People will drop house keys. People will drop $1 million. People will drop million CDs. People will drop huge amounts into the offering. Yes. Practically. All right. Now, how do I also know people don't have, people have not really prospered? It's because people can't give. People can't give. The inability to give reveals the inability to have. Because if you had, I mean, people, you know, I don't think of people as greedy and selfish. I think people are good people and they want to help. Sometimes you can see the work of God and say, oh, we really, really like to help. But truth is that they actually don't have what they want to do. They don't have what they want to give. They don't have it. If they had it, they would give it. So it is my prayer that we are going to grow in rent-free prosperity. Yeah. Can I have an amen from somebody? Yeah. All right. Now, rent-free prosperity is, number one, the prosperity of a builder. A builder. All right. Second Chronicles chapter 14 and verse number 2. Bible says, he did that which was good in the sight of the Lord. He took away the altars. Number 4, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord. Okay, now verse 6, he built fenced cities. All right. Therefore he said unto Judah, verse 7, let us build these cities. Make them walls. Everybody say walls.
Walls.
Towers. Gates. And bars. While the land is before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him. And he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. All right. So he was a builder. So now, the main thing about rent-free prosperity is that it is the prosperity of a builder. So you need to decide to become a builder. This is something you must aim for, to be a builder. Now, what does it mean to be a builder? A builder is somebody who can actually build and who builds and knows about building and builds things. Now, one of the things that I've noticed, let me share about pastors when you send them on the mission field, is that because many of them don't know anything about building, right? They are not able to prosper. All my pastors and bishops who prospered are builders. It's true. They actually know how to build. They build that. Look, if you notice the things he built, said towers, gates, this, that, whatever. Yeah. Different things. Walls, towers, gates, bars. You could say a big thing, a small thing, a big thing, a small thing, a big thing, a small thing. They know how to build something. So all the bishops who know how to build and the pastors who know how to build are the prosperous ones. Yes. And usually we don't have somebody to become a bishop unless he knows how to build. All right? Our Bishop Campos, who is sitting here, is a builder. Many of the roads we drive on the campus, he built them. He's an engineer. Not that he's an engineer, but he builds practically. So he's practically there, guiding and building. You see. Now, when you are not a builder, and even a large amount of money is put in your hand, right, you behave differently. from somebody who is a builder. Like, you know, once I was serving on I was in a little council, and then they had been given a job to build. You know, most of the people there, they don't know how to build. So the things they were suggesting, the things they were doing, sounded almost absurd. Because I thought, why should I pay for this? Why should I pay that? Why do I pay this? Why do I pay that? You know, how do you pay for this? Why do you pay that? It's like a doctor. You know me, I can see you after church. You tell me there's something growing in your eye. I'll just look at your eye and I'll diagnose us. This is a pterygium. It needs to have this. So we do this and I'll organize for you. And I will not charge you anything for that. You know, but if you are not in the profession, you know, they'll say, okay, come here, do this. Okay, come, fill consultation form, this. By the time you finish to know what I told you on the staircase here, you pay 350 CDs. You pay 350 CDs to know what I told you on the staircase right here. When I look in your eyes, and this is this, and you need this. I'll call this person, and this will be solved. Yes. You know, one day one of my pastors couldn't have a child. And he had gone to do this special treatment to have children. I must say, I don't know how many hundreds, thousands and tens of thousands of dollars they spent. So I gave the person my special prescription to increase the sperm count. I have a special prescription to increase the sperm count. It's a special wisdom that God gave me. I gave it. They have a child without even a dollar. That's the only child they had. So, no clapping. I didn't call you here to clap. Be serious and listen to the word of God and stop clapping when it's unnecessary. Yes. So, when you are a builder, when you are not a builder, they will bamboozle you so much about so many things, because you are just not a builder. You've not become a practical builder. Yes. So really, it is a builder who enjoys rent-free prosperity. Because I know how I can build this structure. Yes. I know how I can do it from the very beginning to the very end. Everything that is involved. You get it? And I'm not saying that I'm an engineer. Where the engineers have to do calculations, I mean, if God forbid, but if there's anything wrong here, it's the engineer's fault, not mine. Because I tell they have to sign for all these things. If something happens, they to go and answer. If anything happens to any building, I'm not. They've signed. They are professional, whatever. And if they don't sign, they can't be the engineer. They have to sign responsible for it. But I'm not an engineer. So when I disagree with them, we have to go by what they say. Because it's their profession to make buildings safe. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? It's not my profession. Yeah. The strength of these things and all that. I don't know how they do it. I don't know anything. You know. You don't NATO? You don't know NATO? You know NATO? Yeah. So once you sit down, you see, it's like, let's say, let's talk about cooking. All right, you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to do anything. And then somebody says, oh, we're going to have 25 people for lunch. And then the person says, 25 people for lunch? Or if you can give me about 15,000 cities. 15,000 cities to cater for materials for the lunches. So is it a lot? 15,000? Is it too much? It's too much, you see. No, I mean, I want you to really have a good dinner. I want to really, whatever. I need about 15,000. 15,000 too much. 25 people? Too much? Those of you who know how to cook, how much can you do 25, how much can you do 25 people? Oh, menu is like the best, everything, the best we need, what we need. 2,000? 2,000 cities. Let's say, now you see, I'll show you. You listen, let's be serious about this. 25 people are going to come. All right. Let us say everybody eats half a chicken. Half. Which cannot be. But let us say that everybody eats half. How much is the cheapest chicken in town? $25 Huh? A small one, just a small one. A normal one. Give me the real. Don't raise prices at this time. Raise prices at one. 17 cities, yes?
ShopRite and Game, 17 cities.
For how much?
17 cities.
For one chicken?
Yeah, one full small chicken.
One full chicken?
It's a small size full chicken.
So 17 cities divided by 2 is how much? 8,500 times 25 people. How much is that? Calculate it. I'll wait for the calculation. Art students will not be good at this. How much? 212 cities. 212 cities can give everybody half a chicken. Not a piece or a little dot. Half a chicken. 200 raw chicken. Now, we need to buy pepper and salt, some spices, Maggi cube, and so on. How much is salt? How much is pepper? Will you even buy it? Salt, pepper, Maggi cube, and what else do you need? Ginger, garlic, oil. How much oil will you need to cook these 25 chicken? We are grilling them. We are not frying, we are grilling. A little gas. How much will you pay for the gas? 20 cedis for gas. Okay, let's say we buy salt, 5 cedis. Pepper, 5 cedis. Salt, 1 cedi. Pepper, 1 cedi. Pepper, 10 cedis. Pepper, 2 cedis. 10 cedis for pepper. And then what else? How much ginger? 5 cedis ginger. Garlic? 5 cedis. Onions, how much? 10 cedis. How much is that? Add it up. 1 cedi plus 5 cedis plus 10 cedis plus 5 cedis plus 5 cedis. How much is that? 31 cedis plus 200 cedis. 243. So we are 243 cedis. 243 cedis. Now, with the chicken, we are going to have rice for 25 people. One milo tin, milk tin. Milk. One 5 kilo bag for 25 people. How much is one 5 kilo bag? 30 cedis. 30 cedis for the rice. Shh. Don't quarrel. I'm just pointing something out to you. 30 cedis plus 243 is how much? 273 cedis. Practically. And then we want to do fried rice. So after we boil the rice, we are going to fry it a bit. We need some oil and some small. We'll use some of the chicken bits from the chicken one, some eggs. How many eggs do you need? One full crate to make fried rice. Are you giving everybody a boiled egg or what? Fried rice, will you use one crate of eggs? You're making it rich. How much is a crate of eggs? 18 cedis. Add 18 cedis to the 243. Huh? 291 cedis. What else do we need for the fried rice to be nice? Oil. How much oil? Those of you who don't know how to cook, I hope you are taking notes. I hope you are taking notes, not the calculation. You should be writing down the detailed formula that we are giving for fried rice and chicken for 25 people. How much oil do you need, please? One bottle. A full bottle. That needs to be very oily. How much is one bottle? Small. 7 CDs, 50 pesos. So we use about half of that. 3 CDs, 50 pesos. 3 CDs oil. We are not frying the chicken, we are grilling it. You don't know how to grill chicken. Give me some water for this young man because I think he's into fried chicken. Oh, it's nice suit. You think I won't bore because of your nice suit. Okay, so grilled chicken, we are 295. We have got grilled chicken. Soy sauce. For what? For the fried rice. No, not all fried rice that we use soy sauce. The white fried rice, we don't have to use. You need some green, what, is it parsley or what? Vegetables. To mix it. Carrots.
Green pepper. Green beans.
Green beans. Stand up. Come. Step forward. Fire him. Fire the one. You want to poison us? People are taking notes and you are giving wrong information. Spring onions. And then what else? The green thing. What is it called? Peas. Carrot. You don't know how to cook. I'll pawn this section off. Yeah. This brother is deceiving me. So he said, what? Carrots for the fried rice. And green pepper. And spring onions. Okay. How much are spring onions? 5 CDs. How much is the green pepper? 5 CDs. And the carrots, how much? 5 CDs. 15 CDs. Add 15 CDs. 310 cities. 319 cities. What else do we need, please? Now, Kele Wele. Okay. No, I will take anything you say for the dinner. Kele Wele, how many plantains will we need for these 25 people? 10 plantains. How much is one plantain? 3-5 cities. 3 for 5 cities or 3 for 10 cities? 3 for 10. 3 for 5 cities. And how many do we need? 10. 10. 10 of this. The Kele Wele will be smaller. So we need how many? 12 plantains. And 3 times. No, let's say 15 plantains. You won't eat it all. Okay. 15 plantains. 3 for 5 CDs. So that means 30 CDs. 30 CDs for 10 for the Kele Wele. Add 30 CDs. 349. Now, we want to give drinks to the people. So how much is Coke? 1 CD. For 1 bottle. 1 city, 25 people, 25 cities. I'm giving everybody Coke, please. And 1 bottle of, what much is water? 1 city. 18 Ghana for how many? 24. 18 Ghana cities for 24. So 18 cities for the water. And then 25 cities for the Coke. Charlie, I've served you half a chicken with fried rice. And Coca-Cola and water and Kele Wele. Some shito. How much do they sell shito in the? Or you make papo shito? The people who are calling this exotic thing, they don't do it in their houses. So. They don't do it in their houses. I think it's enough. The fried rice, papushito. How much is the shito to make the shito? 12 cedis. How much is it? 20 cedis. Do you live in Ghana? Look, somebody who doesn't live in Ghana is telling us the price. Huh?
I buy all the time.
Ah, yeah, he cooks. So, to make the shito is how much?
I don't know how to make, but the bottle, 20 cedis you buy enough. Ready.
Bottle of what? Ready-made. Will it be okay to give ready-made shito for the party, for the dinner? 20 cedis. 20 cedis. Look, I am not doing anything else. Half a chicken, fried rice, kelewele, coke, drinks, shito. What else do you want? How much is the bill? 412 cedis. Now, my original budget, because I was an ignoramus, I didn't know anything about cooking, which is building food. I suggested 15,000 cedis. 15,000 cedis. And all I needed was a wicked assistant to say, okay, yes, with 15,000 we can manage. Maybe if we had about 18,000 to be okay, but if you bring 15, we'll just try to see what we can do. That's what happens in the government every day. And it happens in our private lives. You could have built the food together for 412 cities. 25 people. I want 25 guys on stage. 25, count yourself. 25 young men. Count them. This 25 people, I'm going to... And go and ask them whether they normally eat half a chicken when they go for a party. Ask them. What do you normally eat when you go for a party? Normally what? Huh?
Just a small leg part and a thigh. Little one like that. Yeah, it's like the King of Kings on the rice. They put it on top. That's all.
If you are lucky, you will get that one. Sometimes they can even cut that half a thigh into two. I'll give it to you. That's the usual size. They cut the half a thigh into two. Yeah, the wing, they cut the wing into three. And then, yes. And then the thigh, they cut it into two. And give. That's party rice and stew.
You see now? So somebody will accept 15,000. They'll say, oh, okay, we can manage. 15,000. Shh, I tell you. One time I was at a meeting, some people said, okay, the cost of just analyzing whether the project should come out will be $330,000. And I said, but I built. I can analyze everything for you and tell you in 1 second, no cost. But just to say whether and how feasible, and you are sitting there with people, nobody builds. So you see here, 15,412 cedis. Even if we have to buy all the plates. Okay, let's buy plates. How much a plate? How much a plate? Huh?
Rent the plates.
Rent. But let us even say we will buy and we'll use it for further dinners. Not disposable. Why do you suggest? Come. Disposable. We are having a dinner. I should use disposable plate. Fire this young man. Okay. All right. Shh. One plate is 10 cedis. A proper plate. 10 cedis. 25 of them is how much? 250. How much is a fork? Two plates for 10 cedis. Two plates for 10 cedis. Maybe it's an expensive plate that you bought. One for 10 cedis. Malcolm,
you can get two for 10.
Two plates for 10 cedis. So, two plates for 10 cedis, that means 25 plates is how much? 125 cedis. We are buying plates. 125 cedis. Buy 25. Fork and knife. How much is fork? For the set? Huh? 12 forks for 10 cedis. 20. Not plastic. Who's? Is it plastic? Real fork. 1,000 naira you can buy 12 forks. And 1,000 naira is how much? 10 CDs. No, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Oh, no, you get. We bought forks for Anakazu. I know. It's not expensive. We are buying forks. We are in addition to everything. So you said two for how much? 10 CDs. So 20 CDs. 20 CDs for the forks, 20 CDs for the knives. Write it. So plus 40 CDs. We bought plates, fork, knife. Now let's buy glasses. How much glass? One glass is one CD, 50 pesos. 25 is how much? 37 CDs, 50 pesos. Write it down. You've not been buying things. Not been buying things. Tissue. How much is a box of tissues? Two CDs, 50 pesos. Two boxes, three boxes. Buy three boxes. Now, right there. What's the total? Total. 60. Let's buy a tablecloth. Let's buy a tablecloth. How much is a tablecloth? Auntie Afia, how much is a tablecloth, please? 10 CDs, 20 CDs. 10 CDs. 10 CDs for tablecloth. Let's make a table. Let Eden build a table. Yeah, let's build a table. Yes, let's build a table. Wooden table. Yes. So how much do you have there now? What's it called? 632. We bought tablecloth. Eh? How much is ice cream? Dessert. How much is the ice cream, please? Fun ice. It's one seed. How much is the box? The box of 22 200 naira. 22 CDs. A box of ice cream. Big one. 30 CDs. For the big box. 30 CDs. Just add it. So that they have extra and after you can give to the servers and all that. How much will you pay for the servants and the maid, the waiters? How much will you charge per night to work for one night? Self-service. Okay. I wanted to build a table. Has anybody made a table recently? How much is a table? Plywood table.
No, you said wood. Plywood, one sheet is 35 CDs, three CDs, 50 pesos. Yes, and then you can get the legs. How many legs? 10 legs. Let's see. If it's a long table, because you want to put everything on it, you can buy each table one leg, 50 pesos to one CD for everything. Yes, I've made it before.
He has done it. He's a builder. What is it? Huh? Yeah. No, that's a... He's giving Naira prices. Is it a deception? Are you deceiving us?
I made my bed.
How much is one plywood? Huh?
That's a Naira. It's very cheap. It's very cheap in Nigeria. So it's deception. It's a little. It's higher here a bit.
But how much is one plywood? Does anybody know 8x4? How much is it? Not Nigeria. Ghana plywood. Look, I think I've made my point.
The plywood, the one we needed, the 3/4.
Yes.
Yes, and that one is 80 CDs. I mean, for the 25 people. And the legs, we need a 2x4. 2x4 to cut it for the legs. And that one is around 18 CDs. Yes. So we need...
So 8x4, 3/4 inches, how much?
The plywood, that one will be 80 CDs.
80 CDs, it's true.
And it's very big.
It's very big, 8x4, that's the size of a plywood. Yes, so with about 200 CDs, we can make a table. Look, you see now, wait. I'm showing you, when you don't know something, you will pay 15,000, how much is it now? 862, we've built a table, we bought plates, cutlery, ice cream, chicken, rice, kelewele, shito, everything. I mean, we can't even eat 25 people. Charlie. So that's how it is with prosperity. They will tell you fantastic things. To build this one, and they will say, ah, they have money, pa. They are very rich. This one, ha, million. Because they are theoreticians. They are theoreticians. They don't know anything. And you unfortunately have governments loaded with people who have never built anything. That's why when I suggest make a concrete road, you have some mockers to laugh at it. Because they have never built before. Yes. If you have only worked at some government places and so on, you've never built anything before. Yeah. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that is it. So we have pastors, politicians, everybody, ordinary people, and they say, oh, a house. Ah, this house about 500,000. This 100,000. They'll be calling things for you. And if you were to roll up your sleeves like this, we were, even this 800, you have gone far. We were 600, 400 cities. We were full. We didn't even know what to do with the extra 15,000. That is how much more it costs to build when you are not a builder. When you are not a builder or a buyer or an experienced person with the things. Yes. Is this double? 15,000 and 800 cities? Why do you say double? What maths? Did you do maths?
I'm a science student.
So you are a science student. You are disgracing science student. 800 is double of 815,000. I don't think you can escape. Fire this guy for. Okay. Take your time. Huh? 5% of the bill. 5% of the bill. Yes. That's how it is. That's why they can't do it. From here to Kumasi, they can't do the road. Because the road can be built at 5% of the price. But it's being built at 95% more. Yes. And you know something? I'll tell you the truth. If I didn't know, if you ask me, I'm catering for 25 people, and you ask me for 15,000 cedis. Honestly, there are many people who will even pay 40,000. 25,000, 15,000 for catering for these 25 people easily. Yes, $100 per head. Yes, $100 per head. So that's 25 times 100 is what? $2,500 times 5 is what? $12,500. Are you a science student or arts? Science, okay. So, as you go out of here, all that we need are practical people who are builders. Amen. Like, you know practically what is happening on the ground. Don't sit down. Somebody gives you a bill. You sit down. Somebody brings you an invoice. You sit down. Somebody is telling you a story. You sit down. Get into it yourself. A lot of houses you can build yourself. You know, my builders who are in the villages and in the towns, many of them have sent me pictures of their houses. You see them out there. They built houses for themselves with gardens, everything, beautifully. My houseboy has built a house. Yes, he's a missionary. He's built a house upstairs and downstairs with a garden, everything. I saw he's taking pictures in his garden. He used to be my houseboy. He's now a missionary. Yes. Practically. Yes. And you see people, they can't do nothing. Can't do nero. That's why I said that, look, if they like, they should give me the road from here to here. So that we do it for them. As our contribution. But they don't believe it. So now you look at the airport and say that, if that is an airport, then as a church we can build it. If it's, this is airport. Yes. If that's the airport. Yes. Uh-huh. true or not true?
True.
Sit down. So you see now, it's good you came to church tonight because you are finding out that those who can't build is because they are not transformed into builders. Point number two, and perhaps the last point, is that rent-free prosperity is to build slowly over many years. Yes. Slowly over many years. 1 Kings 7, verse 1. But Solomon was building his own house for 13 years. And he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits. And he went on 13 years building his house. Huh? People want to build in 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, I finished. There's nothing like that. If you start building today, in 13 years from now, people will be accusing you of stealing. Yes, if you were to start. But because you don't start, I mean, why don't you just follow Solomon's, what do you call it? Yes. And take 13 years from now. Huh? Start now. For the next 13 years. And build slowly with what you can. If you can even match Solomon, it means you are matching his wisdom. Oh, I'm wrong. Yeah. Kedis, if you can start now in 13 years, okay, people will say, Charlie, you are a thief. You stole money. They always accuse builders of stealing. Builders are always accused of stealing because after a while, they look so rich. Far richer than non-builders. Even First Love Church, since we came, we started First Love, like about 6 years, 5-6 years. You know? And we've been on it. But even when we got our land eventually, we could have even probably gotten it earlier. But maybe we didn't see how real it was. Slowly. We don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have this. Hey, that is rent free. We don't have air conditioning. Look, we can sit here and we can lose weight. You don't understand lose weight. We can lose weight from the heat. We just sweat it out. We just melt the fat. I mean, a lot of us have been enjoying the melting. Hot love is hot love. No problem. At least it's rent free. So wherever God sends you, just, you know, start to get to know things. One day my mother said something to me because she watched a Healing Jesus documentary and she saw people presenting and talking, and she said, one of the things she's amazed at is how I'm able to make people do things, like great things. You say, person is the TV presenter, is talking, is doing things. It's like, how am I able to make all these people? They are not, that's not their job. That's not their profession. Yes. Yes. Make them do all these amazing things. Anything that I want to do, I say, let's start. Find out how it's done and let's do it. Keep watching. And you do it. Awards night, we did it. And it's going to get better. Hey, wait till Mano see before. I mean, we were there receiving awards and giving awards. What else do you want? Yes. And my next year, everybody's got a black suit, I'm sure. Some tie, bow tie to tie some bow tie. Now, where is, what do you call it, valuable today? You'll be surprised that in 13 years, where is a bush today? You'll be surprised. My mother told me, you know, my father used to own something down this area, down here. One of the most expensive areas. Airport. She told me it was a forest. She walked behind my father in the bush, by the airport. They walked together in this with a surveyor through the forest. Here was a forest. Airport. In my lifetime. In my lifetime. How much more here? How much more a little feather? Oh, it was all bush. If I knew this when I was in school, like, I would have bought lands at Spintex Road and all these places I would have bought here. But, you know, in 13 years. Wow. But so, you see, we want something here quick. But Solomon was doing it for 13 years. What's the big deal? Tell your neighbor, hey man, you want to be better than Solomon? At least if you can equal Solomon, it will not be bad at all. If you can get to Solomon's standard, I mean, I think it will not be bad at all. If you can match Solomon, building his own house for 13 years, slowly, rent-free prosperity. How many years have you been back in Nigeria?
1 year,
only 1 year. You look like you've been away for a long time. But now that's one out of your 13 years. You should have been, I mean, you start some development. By the time I come there to visit, and I'll be going there, people will take pictures and say that there's a Nigerian chief who is welcoming me to his palace. No, no, that is just iffy. Yes. 12, you have 12 years more for that palace. Yeah. Wow. You see, people will not recognize you in the future. They will not recognize you in the future. You know, all these people who feel that you are a small boy. So you just do what I'm saying. You just start it and be there. Start it and be there. You will see. Don't worry about people. Me, I've stayed in an uncompleted house for years. For years, the house is not completed, but I'm in it. Slowly. Don't be jealous. When you see somebody who's prosperous, go into the details and find out. We are ruled by non-builders. That is why something that costs 412 cities is being given a value at 15,000. We are ruled by non-builders. Non-builders are in charge of almost everything. I tell you. You can hardly find any project that is not a loan or a grant or a gift or some kind of arrangement. Heathrow Airport, they're expanding it. They bought how many houses? About 500 or 1,000 houses to add one runway. They bought all the houses from the people who live around Heathrow. And, yes, and each person's house, they bought all the houses, expanded it. To add another runway and do this and that. And I mean, you don't see them going to ask for a loan from EU to make a toilet or to make just an office that you need has to be donated by Chinese government, has to be donated by this road that has... I mean, let's be serious. And they have not started, but the news about that, everybody who lives there, they are buying everybody. You must move from here. We are buying your house and buy another house somewhere. Yes. Oh yes. White people, they have builders. Hitler, he built till he died. Hitler. Everything, the chancellery, his underground banker in Berlin, his eastern, the wolf's lair in eastern Ukraine. That was the eastern front. And then the mountain house where he used to receive guests. He was building. He owned a little house on the mountain there and bought everybody out. Everybody should go away and build all till he died. He was building. Then he had an architect in his office called Albert Speer. As part of, he was this right-hand man, a builder with designs and everything. Always building something. Till they came and bombed. Up to now, they had underground tunnels, factories, this, that, that. I mean, it's not a small thing to destroy. And it's not a small thing to be a head of state of such a nation. Building for years, gradually, but they are building it. We are ruled by non-builders. That's why you think that we calculated here half a chicken for 412 seats. I was feeding 25 people and we are giving 15,000 bill. And I just standing there as whatever, somebody who doesn't cook and doesn't buy rice, doesn't buy tomatoes. I don't buy any of those things. So I just mentioned a figure that I thought, it sounds good. And here we were. So from today, I hope you are listening. I hope you are listening. Yeah. I hope you are listening. It's just that the whole thing sounds so scary to say a carpenter, a builder, a this. Because it's okay, you are not into that. But the day you start, that's why when people start building, they start to say that it becomes addictive. But they keep on building. Because it's like not knowing that it wasn't as difficult as it looked. And not only that, it's very nice to build. And not only that, it's so wonderful when you finish building. Yeah. It gives a feeling. And you want to build another one. So that's why people who have houses usually have many houses. I was talking to one pastor. He told me he has 700 houses. Yes. Yes. And then he sold some. In America. Yes. I know somebody who died recently. He had about 300 houses. 300 houses. Those who start, then they find out that it's not as wild as it looks. Those who don't have, it's renting, leasing, big thing, everything is rented. In our church, by God's grace, no staff member rents a house. No. There's nothing like it. We pay rent for this person. Not even one. For years. Yes. Or you are leaving. Yes. I finished preaching. That's all. Rent free prosperity. What else do you want me to say? I have so many points. We'll be here till next year. Just go home and become a builder. And when you watch television, just ask yourself, Mene, the one who is speaking, is he a builder or a non-builder? Is he a Solomon or a non-Solomon? Yes. You know, one day, I went to a certain place in a certain region, in a certain part of a certain country whose name starts with G. And I saw, listen, I saw vast fields, buildings that the person has built. Hotels, stadiums, golf courses, banks, many things the person has built. And this person who comes from a region in Ghana, I've given away Ghana. Okay. I don't care if you know. G for Ghana. When they were voting for somebody, they wouldn't vote for him. No. The builder. No. When you vote for the builder. Yes. When you vote for a builder, vote for people who have not built anything. Even one thing. Some don't even have personal houses. People don't have even a house. You see, in Kumasi, they say, show me your house. Where is he? How do they say? They don't show me. You don't show us for your money. Is that not the saying? Yes. They don't ask for your money. They ask for your house. You don't ask for your money. That's your house. Show your house, not your money. Stop talking. Believe me for the work's sake. But when they were choosing in that country whose name begins with a G, even 1% for we didn't get. That's, is it that, because we don't, builders are practical people. If you sit at a committee with non-builders, you are so strange to them. Yeah. So I want you to catch, because the child of a builder is a builder. Amen. I want you to catch the anointing for building. Amen. Building. Building. Amen. Building. Amen. Building. Amen. You are going to catch it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody. Becoming a builder. Father, thanks for your blessing tonight. Your great blessing, your calling to make us builders. We love it, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thanks for anointing us with the anointing. I see the rain of the builder's anointing falling all over you. Receive it. God's blessing is over you to become a builder. You will build many things for the Lord. In Jesus' name. Now listen. In the night I was asking God for 2,000 church buildings. Yes. I mean, we are getting towards 1,000. But I was praying about it. 2,000 buildings. But I believe we can have even more than that. Thousands of church buildings. Every church with a building. One day we'll have, most of the churches will have buildings. Why not have a building? Why should we have a church without a building? First Love Church is a building. Mutual, we are building. Winneba, we are building. Ashesi, we are building. We are going to start other places. Yes. Why should we be without a building? All over. And many places. You'll be hearing of it. And that anointing is coming. You see, when you build, you build your own house also. Because as you seek first the house of God, the seed you sow to put a cover over God's house, God's children, you put a roof over their head. God will put 1,000 roofs over your head. 1,000 roofs over your head. 1,000 roofs over your head. I will always remember when Action Center was being, the sword cutting was being done for Action. Idahosa, Archbishop Idahosa, who died some years ago, came there. He stood there with his white flowing robe. And he said, if you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. I will never forget those words. Ring like a bell in my soul. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. I never forget those words. I was standing by him. I was standing there by him. He was standing by me. I was standing by him. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. It rang in my heart, in my soul. God will build a house for you if you build a house for him. You must seek the Lord to build his house. And as you seek to build God's house, God will bless you to build many houses for yourself. Yes. It's interesting. When I moved, the church moved into Collegono. That was the same time I moved into my own house for the first time in my life. Almost on the same date. As I was building the house of God, God was providing for me miraculously. 20-something years old, I was now in my own house. Yes. Yes. Rent free. It may not have been completed, but since I was in my 20s, I've been rent free. And I've never paid rent since I was born. Yeah. This is how your story is going to be. Father, thank you for those who are falling in their builder's anointing. Thank you for raising up your sons and your daughters to build and build and build and build. Thank you for the building anointing, the anointing of humility that is coming upon your children. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. If you build a for you. Solomon is the one we know for building the temple. And he is the one who built his own house for 13 years. You have the records of both Solomon's temple and Solomon's personal house in 1 Kings 7:1. He's famous, we know about the temple. But as a side effect, God built him his own house, which took 13 years to build. 1 Kings 7, verse 1. 13 years, his own house. And he finished it. You finish yours. You park your BMW in the car park. And you step back like this. And you look at it. The floor will be whitish. There's some whitish floor paint or something for the tiles. I don't know what is under. And you will say, Daddy was once talking. He said, I will step back and I will look at my car in the garage. And you will remember today and know that God has built a house for you, that you have parked your BMW in the house. Fantastic. 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 You are blessed. Some of you have to go to Asia, build churches for God. Some of you have to go to South America, build churches for God. Some of you have to go to Africa, build churches for God. But you are going to build a house for God. How can I forget standing by God's servant Ida Hosa as he waved his big patakari white and was pointing to the brown field? If you build a house for God, God will build a house for you. I cannot forget it. So as you go from this place, you have two great visions: to build God's house and to build your own house, and learn about building practically so that you will be called builder and not a theoretician. Lift your hands. Father, thanks a million. You've made it nice and easy. We go forth from this place. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. You are so kind. You are so good. We love you. Thank you for building houses for all of us. Thanks for touching us. Thanks for touching our lives. We love you, Lord. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down for a moment. First Kings 3:1. I want you to see that verse before we finish completely. It says, and Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David. Until he had made an end of, listen, building his own house, building the house of the Lord, and building the wall of Jerusalem round about. You see, when you are into building, it affects every area. He built God's house, he built his own house, and he built a wall around. Secure. This is like more secure. Your buildings will be even more, 10 times, 100 times more secure. Yes. I need you to work on real prosperity. You know, a time will come when I say $5,000. 100 people just throw it at you. Just throw it. So you always ask for 5,000. It's very small for us. It's very small for us. Father, thanks a million. If you are here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, close your eyes. You want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you. I don't know. But you want to give your life to Jesus tonight. Then raise your right hand up high like this. And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. 1, 2. I want Jesus to save me. God bless you. God bless. If you've lifted your right hand, stand up on your feet quickly. If you've lifted your right hand, stand up. stand up and come to me quickly. I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Come on, my friend.
Giving your life to death. Let him have.
Don't be shy. His
way. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today.
Lift up your hands. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I accept you as my Savior from today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.